You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker in Boston. Leahy Health and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center are again proposing a merger of their 8 hospitals. Leaders from both networks say this time they've resolved the major issues and they're ready to go to state and federal regulators. But as WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, it's likely that the merger plan will face some hurdles.
If you're sitting there thinking, haven't I heard this before? That's because you have. This is the 4th time in just the last 6 years or so that word has surfaced of a deal between these 2 major health systems. But this time, there's a letter of intent and details for the largest hospital merger in Massachusetts since the mid-1990s. Beth Israel Deaconess General Counsel Jamie Katz says the combined networks would offer hospitals and doctors from the New Hampshire border to Cape Cod.
Together, our systems will provide a full range of coordinated services across complementary geographies, and will help contain rising health care costs that are such a concern in the state.
The merged system might offer more competition for the state's largest hospital network, Partners Healthcare. The deal will be reviewed by the state's Health Policy Commission, the state attorney general, and federal regulators.
I think everyone should reject this proposed merger.
Alan Sager, a professor of health law policy at the Boston University School of Public Health, says the state needs more competition, not less, as it tries to lower health care prices.
Every merger means more leverage for the parties that merge to squeeze higher prices and premiums out of everybody who lives or works or does business in Massachusetts.
A merger might trim costs for the 2 hospital systems, but that's no guarantee the hospitals will charge patients or insurers less, says Harvard Health Policy Professor Amitabh Chandra.
They might figure out that they just need 1 HR department and not 2, right? So they've saved money by firing everybody. Fine. But that doesn't mean that they're going to reduce their price. That just means that they have made more profit. I'm not opposed to profit. It's just that you don't get lower prices simply because you lowered cost.
Some employers say they trust state regulators to determine if the merger would be good for consumers as well as for the hospitals. But John Hurst, president of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, is wary because the last major hospital merger established Partners, now the most expensive hospital system in the state.
We want to make sure that we aren't creating another Partners. We just need to see what the real plans are and what the outcomes will be.
Administrators at Leahy and Beth Israel Deaconess say they would only be half the size of Partners and still have significantly lower prices. Sometime in the coming weeks, regulators will start scrutinizing those claims. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.